This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Monday the 13th of July 2020, and this is the last week of Stuck at Home. My name is Bex and I'm joined by my Fun Kids friend Dan. Hello Dan.
Hello Bex, you've brought the big guns out for the last week of Stuck at Home. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you weren't here last week and I missed you. I'm going to put it out there. So don't you worry, Dan. You are with me for quite a big occasion. Let's put it like that. So next Monday, our Stuck at Home is becoming Activity Quest. But for now, thank you for that. Yeah, that's very useful. In this episode, let's focus on this bit. Marina Ventura tells us about the ocean. Someone from the Week Junior tells us about the world. And Dan and I tell you loads of things you can do at home and out and about now that things are slowly getting back to normal. So, Dan, tell me about something you've been up to, please.
Bex, you're stinky, aren't you?
What?
You're a stinky pup, aren't you?
How is that a nice thing to say to me? And no, absolutely not, I'm not.
It's not? Well, I'm not meaning it to be mean.
What?
I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm just saying, you know, the sun rises in the morning, the sky is blue. You got a little bit of a stink about you.
How rude. Are you sure it's not just you that smells, Dan, and you just think it's me, but actually it's you?
Why I'm saying it, Bex, is because I think you could do with a nice bath. So I want to help you out with that.
Okay.
I have found a recipe to make a bath bomb. And I think it's really useful because maybe at the moment now we can go outside a little bit more. And the weather's been a little bit spotty over the last week. Perhaps you've been using this outside time to go on adventures. We've given you loads of ideas for those in the last few weeks. And you've just been making the most of it. Doesn't matter if it's rainy, if it's muddy, if it's sludgy, you have been out there. So you might be a little bit caked in grimy stuff. So you might want a bath. You can make yourself a bath bomb to make it a bit more jazzy, I reckon. There are a few recipes that you can find online. The one I have found, and as always, when you make stuff, make sure your mum or your dad, someone, a grown-up, is there to help you out with it. The recipe I found online calls for some bicarbonate of soda, some citric acid, some corn flour, some Epsom salts, some sunflower, some oil, some essential oils, orange, lavender, chamomile, some liquid food colouring, and maybe something a bit jazzy that you can decorate it with orange peel, lavender or rose petals. You kind of whisk it all together, you stick it in the plastic mould, and then you leave your bath bomb to dry for a few hours. You squeeze it together, you leave it to dry, and then you get this little round ball that you have made. Then you run yourself a nice warm steamy bath, get ready for a soak, and then you drop the bath bomb in and it kind of fizzes up. It just makes it more fun if you're not a massive bath fan. Thing is, the only issue I find with it is you've spent quite a lot of time working on your bath bombs and then they kind of fizz out into the water in a couple of seconds, but it makes it really fun. And if you have been a bit muddy recently, or if you're absolutely pong, like our Bex does, make yourself a bath bomb.
First of all, rude. Secondly, I do like this idea. I love a bath bomb so much, Dan. I love bath bombs. I love ballistics. I notice as well, if you're thinking, well, I don't have a mould at home, you can even use like old yogurt pots, I think. You can use anything you fancy to pop the bomb inside.
Yeah, you can use Christmas tree decorations, Easter egg packaging if you've got some of those left over, ice cube trays, muffin trays. Bex, you said you love a bath bomb.
I do, yeah.
What are your bath bombs made out of? Bin juice?
Dan! I thought we were friends. I said you were my Fun Kids friend at the top of this podcast.
It's true. I'm being mean. I don't really think that Bex smells. It was just a nice, funny way to get to talking about bath bombs. Right, Bex, what have you been doing to keep busy and keeping yourself stinking up nice?
All right, well, actually, I have been stinking up nice because I've been going outside and getting a bit active, Dan. I have been figuring out how to go fruit picking. Now, fruit picking is one of my favourite summer activities. There is a place near where I live called Brockbushes, which is full right now of strawberries, raspberries, gooseberries, red currants and black currants. And you can go along, book a time, and you can pretty much go and have a lovely time picking your fruit for your tea. Now, I know there's loads of different pick your own farms and places all across the UK. So what I was thinking was getting all the strawberries I've picked and making a delicious jam. Because if you ask me, strawberry is better than raspberry for jam. I'm putting it out there, Daniel.
You could have split this over into two separate stuck-at-home activity ideas. You could have done pick your own fruit and make a jam. So you're an ideas machine today, Bex. What's the hardest fruit to pick?
I don't know, maybe the small ones because they're a bit fiddly, but I do like, the problem for me picking strawberries is I love strawberries so much.
Yeah, you just eat them on the way around, don't you?
Yeah, exactly that. I just eat them all the way and then I get to the end and they're like, why do you not have many in your basket? And I'm like, I don't know.
Well, that's a good idea, actually. It's a brilliant way. We don't want people to be sneaky like this, but if they're charging you per fruit that you've picked, when you get out and you've got nothing in your basket...
Yeah, they're not weighing me, are they?
For the last 2 hours, and you got red juice up to your eyeballs. No, nothing actually. No,
I'm two stone heavier.
Fishing raspberries out of your teeth.
So I thought that would be a really fun activity because we can go outside a little bit more now. We can go and do stuff. I thought it's a really fun thing to get outside. Hopefully the weather's going to get pretty good. And going to pick your own fruit and then making delicious preserves or popping them on top of Victoria sponge cakes or just snacking on them on the way home, to be honest. I love a strawberry. Dan, what's your favourite type of jam? Tell me. I know you think it's boring, but I want to know.
No, raspberry. Love a raspberry jam. To be fair, I'm not the biggest jam fan. When I was young and when we were at school, everyone would have jam sandwiches. Oh, and they just like, look like something that Mrs. Trunchbull would serve up to you. Putrid things. But now, I love myself some jam.
Yeah. Well, that is correct. Well, in which case, Dan, get yourself out picking some fruit. Go pick some strawberries, raspberries, gooseberries, red currants, black currants. Check if there's a place near you that's doing that and then make some delicious jam. Although the jam you'll definitely need help with making. So all I'm recommending right now is just going to pick some fruit. I think that is a fun activity to do. So if you are stuck at home like us, give those things a go and tell us if you do. Send a message to funkidslive.com/stuck or leave us a review, 5 stars please, in the podcast app. We've had quite a few, haven't we, Dan?
We have had loads. The difficult bit is picking out who has actually left the review, what someone's name is, in amongst all the emojis. Firstly,
mostly
hello
octopus
to...
Mostly octopus emojis. Yes, octopus gang.
Hello to Sashi4. Also, hello to no name, but 112642009. Is that a code for something? Anyway, they've left us 6 octopuses, and they said, can they have a shout-out? And also, Maisie, magical sloth girl, has left, I don't know, about 1 billion octopuses. She loves Stuck at Home. She says that Bex is an octo queen, and she wants a shout-out. So there you go, Maisie. Thanks so much for leaving us a review.
We've also had DoggyDonut419, who said they've started making a game. That's pretty cool. That's Jaden, aged 8, who's also left me some octopus emojis. We had, another unicorn person. We've had RainbowUnicorn12, who said, love you, fun kids. Bex is my favourite presenter. Oh, I love that.
Oh, it was her birthday. It was her birthday a few days ago as well. So happy birthday for the 3rd of July, Clara, who is 9 years old.
Happy birthday, Clara.
No, who is 10 years old.
Jasmine, aged 9 years old, says, hey, I love your podcast, and also says Connor should have a cooking podcast as well. I don't know whether I'd totally trust him in the kitchen, but it's worth a try. And Darcy, 991, says, I love Stuck at Home and has left us lots of heart emojis.
Right, it's the time of the show where we listen to a Fun Kids mini-series. Today we're taking a deep dive down into the sea with Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure. You can meet gigantic humpback whales and other huge animals with Marina as we join her and MapApp in the icy Norwegian Sea.
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world.
Welcome to the icy Norwegian Sea. It's nighttime and jolly cold here, and home to some of the most amazing giants of the ocean. Let's take a look. Do you hear that? It's a humpback whale blowing. Like all whales, they come up to the surface to breathe, and one breath can last them for about an hour. Whales are thought to be one of the most intelligent life forms on the planet. They communicate with each other in all sorts of ways, making clicks, grunts, thwops, snorts, and barks, and some haunting songs too. quite a concert. Most of these we can only hear with special equipment. Hang on, I've got a recording here. Have a listen. Cool, huh? Families of whales share the same sounds. And new mummy sperm whales even have a special set of clicks just for their baby whales, a bit like baby talk. In fact, whales consider their families important, and female whales will even babysit for other mother whales so that the mothers can go hunting. Crikey! We've got some sharks! They're another clever giant of the sea. Here in the chilly northern seas, they're Greenland or basking sharks, both of which can grow to around 6 to 10 metres long. That's longer than a bus! All aboard! Sharks are pretty clever too. They have amazing memories and like to have their teeth and skin picked clean by small fish called thresher fish. In fact, they'll remember where they had the best scrub up and return to the same fish regularly, just like you'd go to your favourite hairdresser for a tidy up. These big animals are super smart. Let's boot up Map App to find out more. It's in my rucksack here somewhere. That's not it. I thought I'd packed it near the top. Nope, that's my compass. Handy when you need one at sea.
Hello. Ooh, isn't it dark?
Hi, Map App. It's nighttime off the Norwegian coast and we're looking at massive marine life. Any fishy facts?
Whales use a series of sounds to communicate. But human activity can send some very confusing signals and put these colossal creatures in danger. The sound that killer whales use to communicate when they are hunting prey has a similar frequency to the sonar emitted by ships. This can confuse some species of whales, making them flee in search of safety. Whales have even been stranded on beaches due to the mix-up, along with dolphins, who also communicate in similar ways. The good news for sea life is that there are restrictions on the use of sonar to reduce the harm to these amazing mammals.
That's great news. Hope you can join me next time when we go to the very bottom of the ocean. Toodle pip, adventurers.
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, a Fun Kids production in association with the Natural Environment Research Council. The science of the natural world.
You can go on more adventures with Marina Ventura by searching for, wait for it, Marina Ventura, Kids Guide to Our Planet. Wherever you're listening to this, just type it into the search box and we'll have three questions on what you've just heard coming up at the end of this Stuck at Home.
All right then, let's go over to the Week Junior. That is the magazine making sense of the world for 8 to 14-year-olds right now. Today, we are chatting to managing editor Vanessa. Hey Vanessa, what story do you have for us?
Well, I've got a story about nature's return. The National Trust, which is a big charity that looks after property and land for the public, they raised a lot of money a couple of years ago to buy some land on the top of the White Cliffs of Dover, which are a really famous landmark and have been famous for centuries because the cliffs, they're bright white. You can see them from a long way out to sea. And so they're the first thing you see when you're sailing over from France at the narrowest point of the channel. So they've always been representing these islands. Anyway, the National Trust wanted to buy the land and turn it back into wild meadowland. So they had to raise some money to buy it. They raised £1 million from the public. I think I donated, actually, some money to this cause as well. And in just 3 weeks, they raised the money. They bought the land, which had been used for farmland. But the thing is that land that grows close to the sea, on top of a cliff, very windy, isn't very good for growing crops as a rule. So you have to add lots and lots of artificial fertilizer. Trouble is, wildflowers will only grow in very poor soil that hasn't had anything added to it. So they had to sort out the soil first. So in order to prepare it, they sowed winter barley, which is a crop, and that used up a lot of the artificial fertilizer in the earth. And then once that had been harvested, the charity sowed lots of wildflower and cereal seeds. These would attract and feed insects and certain types of birds, caterpillars, all sorts of things. And then the wet weather last winter really, really helped the seeds to germinate and brought them on. And now the land is full of poppies and buttercups and oxeye daisies and vetch and all sorts of wildflowers. This has brought in the insects, which in turn has brought in many different types of birds like skylarks and buntings and partridges and meadow pipits. And for me, it's just really exciting that you can change land so quickly, comparatively speaking, by people who understand the soil and really understand the climate and exactly what nature needs to thrive.
And also, you mentioned there that you you helped them out, you put a bit of money in. Does that mean you can go there and say, this patch of grass is mine, I own this poppy?
I'm far too generous-spirited to do that. I would never claim ownership of such a thing. But yes, in my heart, I would. No, I was having a look at the photographs and they really are absolutely stunning because all the poppies are out at the moment. So, and with the low light shining across the poppies and apparently the sound of the birdsong as well, because skylarks have this fabulous song that just goes on and on. And I'm so impressed that a piece of really, it was just bare grassland really, has been turned into this paradise.
It's amazing to hear what you can do if you've got a bit of time, a bit of money and a bit of know-how. You can turn it into quite a beautiful area, I guess. Vanessa, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
All right then, let's find out how much you learned from Marina and her dive into the ocean. If you ever want to go on more adventures with her as well, remember, just search for her name, Marina Ventura, wherever you're listening to this. Let's get question one on. Where did Marina Ventura venture to today? A, the Norwegian Sea, B, the Irish Sea, or C, the Mediterranean Sea?
Question two. Whales talk using clicks, groans, and other sounds. True or false? Every family of whales has its own set of sounds that they use to identify other family members. True or false?
And I got another true or false for your last one today. We know that whales talk using sounds, but true or false, human activity can mess with those sounds, making it hard for whales and other sea creatures to communicate.
While you think about the answers to those questions, I've got a question for you. Are you a comprehension ninja? So Andrew Jennings is a teacher and he's the best-selling author of the Vocabulary Ninja and Comprehension Ninja series. So he's got a new series of comprehension workbooks that will let you practice your reading at home. They're perfect for right now. Packed full of stories with lots of great questions and answers on a range of topics, from the oceans of the world to Barack Obama, all stuff for you to be tested on. The Comprehension Ninja workbooks are out now and they are perfect for you. So head over to the Fun Kids website to take part in the quiz and find out if you are a comprehension ninja yourself. Just go to funkidslive.com. All right, let's get the answers to the question, shall we, Dan?
Let's do it. Number one, I asked you, where did Marina Ventura, our ocean explorer, venture to today? Well done if you said she went to A, the Norwegian Sea.
Question two, whales talk using clicks, groans and other sounds. Click, click, click. There we go, that like that. That's a click, isn't it? True or false? Every family
of
whales uses...
Is that a whale that grabbed the microphone there? Oh, whales! A whale is invading the podcast, people. Let's raise an alarm, I reckon.
It's all right, I'll keep him back, it's fine. True or false, every family of whales has its own set of sounds that they use to identify other family members. Well, the answer is true. Mummy sperm whales even have a set of sounds for their own children, a bit like baby talk.
And lastly, I asked you that even though we know whales talk using sounds, I mean, you just heard almost a live recording there, human activity can mess with those sounds. Is that true or false? Do what humans do, do we make it hard for whales and other sea creatures to communicate? It turns out we do. Something to think about there. I mean, I'd imagine the coasts around the UK here where we are will be flooded with whales because they've just heard the mother whale clicking, sending out the beacon. They're coming home. They're coming home.
All whales are famously stuck at home podcast listeners. So, yes, they may well be right now washing up on the shores looking for me.
We've got a load of octopuses. So, stick a whale emoji in the reviews as well. You know, let's get Vex Wales some friends.
By the end of this week, I'll just be singing Under the Sea as if I'm from The Little Mermaid. Anyway, how did you do? Let us know at funkidslive.com/stuck. And remember, if you are stuck at home like us, slowly going mad, give those things a go that we mentioned earlier. Make your own bath bombs, or perhaps go out and pick some fruit and let us know how it goes. That's it from today. So goodbye from Dan.
Bye.
Ooh. It's fun, isn't it? It's a fun noise to make. Remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get this podcast from. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the podcast, Stuck at Home is becoming Activity Quest on Monday. Oh my goodness, Monday. So it's really important that you do subscribe so you don't miss it when it changes. You can subscribe for free by tapping the subscribe or the follow button wherever it is you're listening right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.